Chapter 14. Angel woke up the next morning and called Tess downstairs. They spoke coldly but politely to each other as they ate. Finally, Angel said, "Tess, tell me that it's not true. It can't be true."
"It is true, Angel," said Tess. "You can divorce me if you want to."
"No, Tess, you don't know anything about the law," replied Angel. "I can't simply divorce you because of your confession."
"I should have killed myself last night," said Tess. "I thought about hanging myself in the bedroom with the rope from my box, but I was afraid that you would suffer when people talked about it."
"I forbid you to do anything like that, Tess. It is wicked to think of it," said Angel.
"I will do whatever you tell me," Tess said quietly.
Angel came back from the flour mill for lunch, and they talked politely again. In the evening, he sat down to study his books and papers. Tess went into the kitchen. She did not want to disturb him. She still thought that Angel was perfect and that she was not good enough for him. They went through two more days in the same way. Finally, Tess said,
"We can't live together this way, Angel. I'll go home to my family."
"I think that's a good idea, Tess, but I didn't want to be the one to suggest it," said Angel. "Perhaps we'll come together again one day. But you're right. We can't live like this." During the night, a strange noise woke Tess. Angel was walking in his sleep. He came to the bed and picked Tess up in his arms.
"Dead! My poor darling wife, Tess! Dead!" he sobbed.
He carried her downstairs and out into the night. She kept very still as Angel carried her along a road and over a wooden bridge towards an old church. He laid Tess down on an old stone tomb in the churchyard and lay down on the ground next to her. Tess got down off the tomb and managed to get Angel back to the house without waking him. In the morning, Angel didn't remember anything about the incident. They packed their belongings, and Angel said to Tess, "I'm not angry, but we can't live as man and wife right now. If I can persuade myself to accept your past, I will come to you, but don't try to come to me."
"May I at least write to you?" begged Tess.
"If you need anything, or if you are ill, you can write to me, but I'll probably write to you first," Angel said.
"You know best, Angel,"
Tess said. Then they parted and went their separate ways.